Yeah, as Pastor JJ said, it is time for children's time. So if you're a child or a child in heart, go ahead and come up to the front of this thing. What do we call this? What's the fancy church word for this? Yeah, the step. Come to the step. That's what we called it in seminary on the test. It was the step. Come on up, everybody. Come on up. Come on up. Have a seat. Get comfortable. Yeah, make yourself at home. Happy birthday, Rosalie. Cool. Good morning, everybody. How are y'all doing today? Quiet. Love that. Great look for your parents. Excellent stuff. So as Pastor JJ mentioned, my name is Tyler, and I normally do youth ministry here, but when Miss Heather is out, I sometimes fill in for her with children's time. And so I have a very important question for all of y'all gathered here. Are you ready to answer it? Do you want to play with a balloon? Yeah? All right. Go crazy. What was that?
Needs to be blown up.
Oh, it needs to be blown up. Is that not a fun balloon like that? Why isn't it fun? Because it's not blown up. You can slingshot it. That's true. We are creative, which is very nice. So what I'm hearing, though, is this isn't what you were thinking. When I said, do you want to play with the balloon, what were you imagining? You can throw around and you can have fun with, right? And so this balloon is missing something really important. It's missing air. That's right. It's missing air. And so in our scripture reading today, ooh, see how that happened. JJ is going to talk about how God's Spirit fills us in our lives just like that balloon. And so something cool that you can learn right now is the word for spirit or breath in the Bible, in Hebrew, it's ruach. Can you say ruach? Nice. And in Greek, it's pneuma. You want to say pneuma? Nice. And that's the word for both like air and wind, but also spirit and breath. So like God's breath that God breathes into us and the breath that we breathe in, it's the same word. And so what JJ is going to read in the scripture here in a little bit is going to be about how God breathes God's spirit or breath into us and fills us up like a balloon as well. And when we're full like a balloon, like God's spirit, we're fun. Right? We're bouncy. We float around. We're a little bit lighter. And when we maybe don't have God's Spirit in us, we're a little bit deflated and sad, right? Ooh, yeah, that's right. And so when we get blown up with God's breath, God's Spirit, we're like this balloon here, right? We bring joy and happiness to those who encounter us. Well, I don't know what kind of balloons you have at home, Caroline, but I thought this was a perfectly adequate balloon. So why... I will. Okay, so why don't we, will y'all join me? Yeah, it does look like a pear. That's cool. Here, James, do you want to hold this for me? Cool. Will y'all put your hands together and pray with me? Dear God, thank you for your Spirit that fills us up like a balloon. Help us, God, to be light and joyous, and to bring happiness to everyone we meet. Amen. All right, y'all, let's go to children's church. You can keep the balloon. Yeah, you can watch it slowly deflate over the course of the next 3 weeks. Yeah.